我今天早上有个问题要问大家。除了基督以外，在新约中最伟大的人是谁呢？是施洗约翰吗？毕竟耶稣在马太福音11章11节说："我实实在在的告诉你们，从妇人所生的，没有一个，比施洗约翰还要更伟大。
Or was it Peter? He preached the greatest message at Pentecost, where 3,000 people were saved.
还是彼得呢？彼得在五旬节讲到300人信主。
Or how about Paul? He gets my vote. Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament, and many will argue he is the writer of Hebrews also.
可是保罗呢？我会选择保罗，毕竟新约中27卷有13卷是他写的，也有很多人说希伯来书也是他写的。
Paul's writings continues today to be vital roots of theology, worship.Pastoral life, as well as practical Christian living.
保罗的著作中，对于现今都还非常重要，不管是在我们的信仰上，在敬拜上，在牧长生活上，我们基督徒生活上，都成为重要的根基。
In his ministry, Paul carried the gospel to the Gentiles and covered over 11,000 miles in his 4 missionary journeys.
保罗的事工中，他将福音带给外邦人。他在4次的旅行中，走了超过11,000 miles。
Paul accomplished some great things for God in his ministry, but he realized that he could not have done it without the congregations that supported him.
保罗为神做了许多伟大的事情，但是他同时他知道，若是没有这些教会弟兄姐妹的支持。他没有办法做到。
Paul writes in Ephesians, Philippians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Corinthians, Colossians, and all of those he says he's so thankful for the people who had ministered alongside of him.
保罗写信给以弗所、腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦、哥林多以及哥罗西。在每一本书卷中，他都说到他对于教会中的弟兄姐妹有多么的感恩。
Even though we will elect new leadership today who will lead our congregation into 2021, we cannot do it without all of you who are listening to my voice this morning.
我们虽然说今天要选新的长职，这些人要带领我们教会2021年，但是没有你们，我们做不到。每一个今天听到我声音的人，没有你们，我们做不到。
Every person listening to my voice this morning, you make a difference here at WCEC.
每个今天能够听到我讲道的人，你们在主恩堂都能够带来改变。
When we read the book of Colossians and we get to the last chapter, chapter 4, and we read this group of names,We forget this group made a difference in Paul's ministry, and without them, he never could have accomplished the things that he did.
当我们读哥罗西书，读到这第四章的结束的地方，我们看到这群人，我们经常忘记这群人在保罗的事工中带来了改变。若是没有他们，保罗没有办法做他所做的这些事工。
The ministry could not be accomplished by one person.It is a body of people who work together. Just like this past year, we could have never met the needs of our community through loving actions without all of your generosity.
事工不是一个人能完成的，而是要基督的肢体一同的来做。就像过去这一年，我们的爱心行动，若不是弟兄姐妹的奉献，我们也没有办法帮助我们的社会，我们的社区。
We could not have live streamed every week without a lot of people working together to make it happen.
若是没有弟兄姐妹的配搭，我们也没有办法每周做好直播。
We could not have done all of the teaching and run all of the small groups in Sunday school without many of you stepping forward to teach and facilitate the discipleship groups.
若是没有弟兄姐妹一同来教导，一起来带我们的门徒小组，我们也没有办法来上主日学，没有办法成立这些各种的小组。
You've made a difference, just like Paul's friends and the different congregations.
就像保罗的这些不同的教会里的朋友一样，你们都带来了改变。
Let us this morning meet this group of people who worked alongside the Apostle Paul.
让我们今天就来认识这些与保罗同工的人。
The first is Tychicus.
第一位是推基古。
Tychicus is mentioned 5 times in the Bible.
推基古在圣经中出现五次。
In Acts 20, verse 4, on Paul's third missionary journey is about to end, and he's going back to Jerusalem, and he takes Tychicus with him.
在使徒行传二十章，保罗第三次的宣教，他带着推基古一起回到耶路撒冷。
In Titus 3:12, Paul sends Tychicus to Crete to be an interim pastor.
在提多书三章，保罗派推基古去格里底去当代理牧师。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 13, Paul sent Tychicus to Ephesus to fill in for Timothy while Timothy came to see Paul.
在提摩太后书四章十二节到十三节，保罗又派推基古去以弗所去代替提摩太，让提摩太能够来找保罗。
In Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, Paul's in prison, so Tychicus carries this letter to the church at Colossae. He's probably also carried the letters to Ephesus and the book of Philemon.
哥罗西书 4章7到8节，保罗在监狱里，他就请求推基古帮他把这封信送到哥罗西。那以弗所跟腓利门这两本书卷也有很有可能是推基古送的。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, Paul calls him a bond servant.
哥林多前书四章，保罗说到他是奴仆。
Look what Paul says about Tychicus in the text. He said he's a beloved brother, he's a faithful servant, and a fellow servant.
我们看哥罗西书这么说，他说推基古是亲爱的兄弟，是忠心的执事，是一同做主的仆人。
Tychicus was a man with his hand up. He said, "I'll do it. Send me."
推基古是一个一直举手的人，他一直在说，我愿意做，请差我去。
People with servants' hearts make a difference.
有仆人的心的人能够带来改变。
I know we have many Tychicuses in our congregation.
我知道我们的会众中有许多的推基古。
You're always willing to serve whenever called upon. You're always making a difference. And this morning, we want to thank you for that.
你们随时愿意服侍，你们愿意带来改变。今天我们要向你致谢。
A servant's heart does not stop to ask, will this be for me a great or small task? A servant's heart is willing to do all things. A servant's heart knows how to love, and it gives all the glory to God the Father.
有仆人的心的时候，就不会问我所做这件事情是大是小呢？有仆人的心会心甘情愿的做所有的事情。有仆人的心就懂得去爱，会将一切的荣耀归给我们的父神。
Our next person in the text is the man with a sinful past in verse 9, Onesimus.
我们接下来看到的是过去曾经犯罪的人，就是这位阿尼西姆。
Onesimus was the man with a sinful past. He was a runaway slave who returned to his master was the occasion for the book of Philemon.
阿尼西姆是一位过去犯罪的人，他是一位逃奴。那腓利门书就是写到， 阿尼西姆如何的回到他的主人身边。
Paul writes to Philemon and encourages him to take Onesimus back because his life has been changed through salvation.
保罗写信给腓利门，请求他能够收回阿尼西姆，因为阿尼西姆的生命已经因为救恩而改变。
Although he was a runaway slave, Paul describes him as our faithful and beloved brother and one of you.
虽然说阿尼西姆是逃奴，但是保罗说他是我们亲爱的弟兄，是你们的一员。
Do not ever let Satan tell you that your past will stop you from serving the Lord.
不要让撒旦欺骗你，让你觉得好像你过去的罪让你没有办法来服侍神。
We serve a God of grace and a God who forgives and restores those things that were broken.
我们服侍一位又有恩典、蛮有怜悯的神，他医治那些破碎的人。
Think of those in the Bible who made a difference despite their past.
你想想圣经中有许多人过去有黑暗，但是他们仍然带来改变。
The Apostle Paul was a murderer.
保罗是杀手。
David, a man after God's own heart, had committed adultery.
大卫虽然说圣经说他是合神心意的人，他却犯了奸淫。
Moses had killed an Egyptian man.
摩西杀了一个埃及人。
Jonah ran from God.
约拿逃离神。
Peter denied the Lord.
彼得不认识主。
The Samaritan woman was divorced.
撒玛利亚妇人多次的离婚。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, it says, My power works best in weakness.
但哥林多后书十二章九节说，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
God has made a difference in your life so that you can make a difference in the lives of others.
神在你的生命中带来改变，让你能够在人家的生命中也带来改变。
So, Onesimus was the man with a sinful past.
对，阿尼西姆是一个过去曾犯罪的人。
The next man that we meet is the man with a sympathetic heart in verse 10, Aristarchus.
我们下一位要看的是一位有同情心的人，这位叫做亚里达古。
Aristarchus was a Jewish believer who, though he had a Greek name.
亚里达古是一位犹太的基督徒，虽然说他的名字是希腊文。
He had been with Paul in Ephesus and was seized by a rioting mob when they recognized him as a friend of Paul.
他和保罗在以弗所那时被暴徒抓住，因为那些暴徒知道他是保罗的朋友。
He had been with Paul on his trip to Rome, and he stayed in prison with Paul, even though he had no charges against him.
他与保罗一同的去罗马，并且也与保罗一同下监，即使他并没有任何的罪名。
Just think of that. Your friend goes to prison, and you decide to go to prison to be with him.
我们就想想，若是你有一个朋友，他需要去坐牢，你为了要去鼓励他，你就陪他一起坐牢。
In our text, Paul calls him my fellow prisoner.
我们看到在经文中，这边保罗也说到他同下监，一同下监。
The fact that he chose to make Paul's lifestyle his own speaks to a sympathetic, caring heart. He gave up his own freedom so that he could minister to Paul's needs in prison.
我们看到他愿意与保罗一同活，就让我们看到他有同情心。我们看到他放弃自己的自由，能够去帮助保罗。
I know that many of you have sympathetic hearts for the lost as well as for the work of God. You sacrifice your time, your talents, your treasures.To make a difference for the sake of the gospel.
我知道我们当中有许多人也有同情心，你们想到那失丧的人，想到神的工作，你们愿意放弃，愿意奉献自己的时间、金钱、才干， 能够为着福音的缘故带来改变。
At the gospel meeting last month, many of you had people into your homes and viewed the gospel meetings, and some of those came to know Christ, showing that your sympathetic heart makes a difference.
我知道上个月的福音聚会中，有许多人邀请其他人来到你们家里，一起来听这样福音的见证，也有许多人因此得救。这也让我们看到你们的同情心使人能够带来改变。
The fourth man that we meet in our text is Mark, a man with a second chance.
我们第四个看到的人是马可，是得到第二次机会的一个人。
John Mark was on Paul and Barnabas's first missionary journey, and halfway through the journey, he quit and went back home.
这位马可与保罗和巴拿巴一同的踏上第一次的宣教路程，但是他半途而废，提前回家。
On that second journey, Barnabas wanted to bring Mark, but this caused a great disagreement between Barnabas and Paul, and it was so heated that Paul and Barnabas went their separate ways.
在第二次宣教旅行中，巴拿巴希望带上马可，但是这件事情使保罗和巴拿巴产生分裂。这事情严重到这两个人决定分头而行。
Barnabas' name means encourager, so he took Mark under his wing and he worked with him. And look at the result. In 2 Timothy, Paul says to Timothy, "Bring Mark, for he is profitable for the gospel."
巴拿巴的名字意思是劝慰者，他却带领马可。与他一同同工，我们也看到了结果。在提摩太后书，我们看到保罗对提摩太说，要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益。
In our text, he tells the church, Paul tells the church at Colossae to welcome Mark when he comes.
我们看到经文中也说到，他若到你们那里，你们要接待他。
You know, we all have failures in our Christian walk with God. But thank the Lord, He's a God of a second and third and fourth chance.
我们在我们的基督徒生活中，我们总是会有软弱，但是神是给我们第二次、第三次、第四次机会的神。
No matter what your past is, you can make a difference.
不管你过去怎么样，你仍然能够带来改变。
His name was Wayne Zosh.
有一位叫做 Wayne Zosh 的人，
He was in and out of prison several times on drug charges.
他因为毒品的缘故屡次的入狱。
But he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal savior and became a police chaplain.
但是他后来接受了耶稣基督，并且成为了一位警察的牧师。
God used him to bring manypolicemen to the Lord Jesus Christ.
神使用他带领很多警察归向主。
Wayne had a sordid past, but God used him in a great way.
韦恩的过去很混乱，但是神能够使用他。
God uses people who have failed to make a difference in the lives of others.
神使用一些过去失败的人，让这些人也能够成为其他人，能够改变。
Our fifth man is a man with a strong commitment to comfort. His name is Jesus or Justice.
我们第五位是一位愿意委身尽力安慰人的人，他名字叫耶稣，又叫尤士都。
He had a hard name to live up to since his name was Jesus.
他名字是耶稣，所以你能想象他这负担很重。
We don't know much about Justice other than that he was a Jew.
我们其实不太认识尤士都，我们只知道他是一位犹太人。
He had to be a man of strong commitment, being Jewish, ministering to Gentile people.
他是一位敬虔的犹太人，但是他愿意侍奉外邦人。
The Gentiles hated the Jews.
外邦人很讨厌犹太人。
So for him, it was a sacrifice. His life would have always been in danger, but that was not important to him.
对他来说，这是一种牺牲。他的生命永远存在于危险当中，但是对他来说，这不重要。更重要的是，他能够安慰保罗。
What was important to him was comforting and encouraging the Apostle Paul.
对他来说，他更需要去安慰，去帮助保罗。
Again, he was a man who spent time in prison with Paul.
这个人也同样的与保罗一同下监。
So he made a difference in Paul's life.
所以他在保罗的生活中带来改变。
Many of you can make a difference in the church life of WCEC by being encouragers.
我们这边很多人也都能够作为这样一位劝慰者的角色来带来改变。
Coming alongside other people, comforting them in their times of needs.
看到人家的需要，在那个时候给他们带来安慰。
Our next man, number six, is the man with a single focus.
我们下一位是一位目标专一的人。
Epaphras is found in verse 12, and he is a man with a single focus.
以巴弗在十二章看到，他是一位目标专一的人。
And that focus was prayer.
他专一的祷告。
Look what Paul says about him in verse 12. Always struggling on your behalf in prayer, that you may stand mature and fully assured in the will of God.
我们看十二章怎么写他。他说，常常为你们竭力的祈求。愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立的稳。
People who make a difference in ministry are people who pray.
人要在事工上能够带来改变，就必须要祷告。
WCEC has many prayer warriors, but we need even more prayer warriors who will storm the gates of hell through prayer.
主恩堂有许多的代祷勇士，但我们需要更多的代祷勇士。一同的来攻下黑暗的门。
Our ministry has been blessed by God in many ways, and I know that it's because many of you pray all the time, like Epaphras.
我们的事工经常被很大的被神祝福。我相信是因为有许多人在与跟以巴弗一样，在经常的为教会事工祷告。
Pastor Rick Warren says God is looking for people to use.And if you get usable, he will wear you out. The most dangerous prayer that you can pray is this. Use me, God, because he will.
瓦里克牧师曾经说到，神一直在找人能够使用。你如果说愿意被神使用，他就会把你耗尽。最危险的祷告就是这么祷告，你说神啊，使用我，因为神真的会使用你。
Our seventh man is the man with a specialized talent.
第七位是一位有特别才能的人。
Luke, the beloved physician, sends to you his greetings.
亲爱的医生路加问你们安。
Luke was a doctor, and he was Paul's personal physician who traveled frequently with Paul on his missionary journeys.
路加是一位医生，他是保罗的个人医生，他也经常与保罗一同的
Luke,
出去。
Luke was an educated and cultured man, evidenced by his literary quality of his Greek in his gospel as well as in the book of Acts.
路加是一位文化教育水平特别高的人，我们能够从他写的路加福音和使徒行传中看到他的希腊文有多好。
Luke used his special talent as a doctor to care for Paul's physical needs.
作为一位医生，他照顾到保罗的肉体上的需求。
This morning we are grateful for how many of you use your gifts and talents and use your talents to make a difference here at WCEC.
我们今天也很感谢主，这边有许多人有许多的才能，也愿意把这些才能用在主恩堂的服事上。
We have businessmen, doctors, nurses, teachers, counselors.
我们有商人，有医生，有护士，有老师，有咨商师。
We have audiovisual technicians, musicians, people in finances, human services.
我们有影音专家，有音乐人士，我们有精算师，有人力资源的。
People in the hospitality industry, manufacturing, science, technology, engineering, and many more areas.
我们有服务业，有工程、科学、科技，还有生产方面的各样的一些人士。
But the great thing, like Luke, many of you take those specialized talents and you use them in the church to make a difference for the gospel's sake, and we say thank you.
但感谢主，你们每一个人都愿意将你们这些特殊的才能用在教会里面，为福音的缘故带来改变。我们在这里也要向你表达我们的感恩。
And our last man this morning in this text is the man with a sad future, Demas.
这边最后看到的人是一个下场悲哀的人，就是迪马。
Demas had been on with Paul on two missionary journeys.And was with Paul in prison.
迪马和保罗共同去走了两次的宣教路程，并且也与保罗一同下监。
Even though Demas had worked hard in ministry, Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, that the pull of the world had taken him out of ministry.
虽然说他之前用心的服事，但保罗在提摩太后书第四章里面讲到，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
His influence was gone. He was no longer making a difference for the gospel.
他不再有影响，他不再为福音的缘故带来改变。
There's a warning here for all of us. Just because you're making a difference today does not guarantee that you'll make a difference in the future.
这也提醒我们，即使我们今天带来改变，我们未来不一定会带来改变。
All of us can turn our back on God if we're not careful.
我们若是不小心的话，我们任何人都可能背离神。
We can be pulled away from God when we get our eyes off of Him and on the world.
我们若是不定睛于神，我们若是去看世界，我们很有可能就离弃神。
Just like these men that we've met this morning that made a difference in the ministry of Paul, I am so thankful for many of you who make a difference in our ministry.
就像我们今天早上谈论的这几个人一样，他们在保罗的事工中带来改变。我也很感恩我们主恩堂有许多的人在我们的事工中带来改变。
We need each of you. The staff cannot do ministry alone.If you're not serving someone somewhere here at WCEC, we need you, and you can make a difference.
我们需要你们，我们教会的这些领头的不能够独立奋战。若是你现在没有在主恩堂服事的话，我们希望你，我们需要你一同来服事，因为你也能够带来改变。
The story is told about two men walking down the Mexican beach, talking to one another.
有个故事，有两个人在墨西哥的海滩上一起走着，彼此谈话。
There was a man who was, excuse me, they could see a man in the distance throwing something into the ocean.
他们看到远处有一个人，好像在丢什么东西到海里。
As they got closer, they saw he was bending over, picking something up and throwing it.
他们走近一点，看到这个人。弯下腰捡起什么东西丢进海里。
As they got closer, they noticed that he was one of the locals.
他们再走近一点，就发现这个人是本地人。
There were starfish on the beach, which were left by the outgoing tide.
在海滩上有许多的海星，因为潮流的缘故，现在在海滩上。
The man was throwing them out where they could swim away.
而那人就把这些海星捡起来丢到海里，让他们能够游走。
One of the two men said, "What are you doing?"
其中有一个人就问他：“你在做什么呢？”
The man replied,
那人回答,
I am throwing the starfish back out to sea. If they do not get back into the deep water, they will die.
我再把这海星丢回海里,若是他们不能回到水深之处,他们会死掉的。
The other man replied, I understand that part, but look at this beach. It's covered with starfish.
但另外一个人就回答说, 我懂这个,但是你看这个海滩,这个海滩上面都是海星。
There must be thousands stranded out here. How do you feel that this will make a difference?
这里大概有成千上万的海星都在海滩上。你觉得你这么做能够带来改变吗?
The man bent over and picked up a starfish, hurled him out to sea, and with a smile on his face, made a difference to that one.
那人就再次的弯下腰，捡起一只海星，丢到海里，并且笑着说：“对那只海星，我确实带来了改变。”
There are thousands of people who need the Lord and need the care of Christians.
有许多人需要认识神，需要基督徒的爱心。
And each one of us can make a difference to someone.
而我们每一个人对于另外其中一个人都可以带来改变。
Thank you for making a difference.
谢谢你带来改变。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Lord and Savior,
我们的救主,
we are so thankful for this portion of Scripture this morning.
我们为着这经文来感谢你。
It reminds us,
这提醒我们,
that even though Paul accomplished great things for you,
虽然保罗为你完成了许多伟大的事,
he could not have done it without these men who were working in the background.
若是没有这些在背景与他一同同工的人, 他做不到。
Paul made a great difference in the lives of others because of these men.
保罗能够成就大事, 就是因为有这些人支持。
And Father, today at WCEC, we need people who will make a difference in the lives of others.
主啊，我们今天在主恩堂，我们也需要有人愿意在生活中能够带来改变。
Lord, thank you for that reminder from Scripture this morning.
感谢主，透过今天的经文这样的提醒我们。
Thank you for your love and your grace that you give to us daily.
谢谢你每天赐给我们的爱与恩典。
We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray.
主，我们爱你，奉你的名祷告。
Amen.